If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Hello, revolution everybody. Is televised.
Yes, sir. Hello, everybody. Welcome to an ESE mini. That's an E-Sleepily mini podcast. And what we do on these is we're just covering whatever we're doing. And today, Garrett, it is revolution predictions. We just did a Eat Sleep Elite weekly where we talked about what happened this past week. Some fucking crazy shit, by the way. That triple threat, the CM Punk stuff, you name it. But yeah, let's just jump right into the card. And what we like to do when we do the predictions is right off the top, how are we feeling about the build of this show, right? We kind of hinted at a little on the show, but overall, Garrett, how are you feeling about Revolution going into it? What, Sunday? So tomorrow?
I would say I'm feeling a lot, like, significantly better than I was going into Full Gear, which is not to say that Full Gear wasn't a good show or a good build. I just didn't watch the full build of it. Like, I had come in when they had been building up Full Gear for a little while. Because there's almost no... There's very few times when, like... Like, for example, Winter Is Coming didn't build toward Full Gear. You know what I mean? Like, there's very few times where that doesn't tie in to the overall story.
Yeah, we had the Grand Slam build. We had this, that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, they had multiple, like, BS shows like that that led up to that pay-per-view. You know what I mean? Like... But, like, ultimately, it didn't actually mean as much as, like, the actual pay-per-view. So, it's like, I feel like we're in a good spot because we've been wanting a pay-per-view for a while now. Like, we've been needing one. And we had some good shows on some Dynamites, but, like, it just wasn't the same, you know? So,
and some of these
need a big blow-off for a while.
Yeah, some of these have quite literally been building for fucking months. Like, Punk and MJF has been since Thanksgiving. I mean, the AHFO, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going here. And that being said, let's just jump right in. I'm by the way, I'm with you. I'm really liking the build to this. I think in terms of a go-home week, we had a great week in terms of elevating the feuds to another level. And yeah.
And we buried more homegrown AEW talent than ever before.
I am deliriously excited for the show. So let's jump into the pre-show. We have 12 matches. It's a long show. Hook versus QT Marshall. Garen, I got QT in 33 seconds. No, this is Hook Nation.
Oh, LaMau. QT with the backslide. All right. I obviously Hook's winning.
This is going to be Hook's going to be
he's going to kill him, right?
Hook is going to be over big time.
He's throwing him out of the ring, right? Like,
oh, he's going to beat the crap out of him.
He's dead. All right.
Do we see Hook speak?
No.
Nope, me either.
Ever.
Layla Hirsch versus
Chris never going to speak ever.
Yeah, Layla Hirsch versus Chris Statlander. Hey, they held off on promoting this to the pay-per-view. I applaud that. This has been going for a couple weeks backstage, and this was a Layla heel turn. Maybe like 2 months ago almost. I mean, this happened a long time ago.
And it's funny because Layla was like they're not sure if they were going to sign her kind of girl. Like, I'm not sure if they knew. Maybe they did and I just wasn't aware. But, like, maybe they didn't know it.
They weren't sure if she was going to be a dark
girl. She earned her way on. She's like, I'm just going to show up and be, like, this really consistent wrestler that everywhere they go, I'm available, you know, like.
To this day, my favorite Jade Cargill match is against Layla Hirsch.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so who do you got, Layla or Chris?
I mean, I think it has to be Layla. I mean, Chris... While it sucks, Chris Statlander is kind of like the female Eddie Kingston in the way that, like, she never is in the right position to win. It sucks. Like,
yeah, I still wish they would have done the right thing and booked her around winning Britt's title. I think she would have been great for it, but she didn't. And I'm with you, man. I think Layla's got to win this. And I hope she does because I would love to see where they take her. The House of Black. Malachi Black, Brody King, Buddy Matthews versus Death Triangle, Pac and Penta Oscuro, and Eric Redbeard.
The Redbeard.
I will say in the House of Black's first trio match, they have to win.
Yeah, I mean.
They have to win. We have Sith Eternal also on the on the other team. So the Gucci Palpatine, you know how it is.
Gucci Palpatine.
And yeah, House of Black has to win. This is my favorite gimmick right now is the House of Black. So maybe I'm a little biased, but yeah.
No, what do you mean? Buddy Murphy's losing his first official AEW match.
Pain. Hey, man, Buddy Matthew, Sammy Guevara, TNT title. Let's go.
Yes. Anyway,
I'm buying into that all day. So, all right, let's, I'm going to jump a little, we'll go all over here. Let's start it off with Jade Cargill versus Tay Conti for the AEW TBS championship. I'm going to say, I think
Jade in less than 5 minutes. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so you're saying Jade in less than five. It's funny because I was going to say we should add a timestamp to this. My gut right now is saying Jade wins, and I'm with you. I really want to say less than five, but I'm going to say they do go sub 10 minutes. I'm going to say 8 minutes. I think they're going to go about 8 minutes. I think Jade's going to win. I think it's going to be a fun little match, and I think they're going to
debut. That should go between two other big matches. Like, and people are going to be like, what? It's like you're putting them like below everything, but it's like if she can't have a long enough match to be up in the main echelon of tech championships, and she should be delegated to the lowest.
Maybe they prove us different here. Right now. Maybe they pop Jade out. And here's the thing. Jade can go. We just haven't seen it yet. So I would love
to see what it looks like when she tries to go. It's just she needs a little bit of time to develop that style a little bit. I feel like on Dark, you know, but she's not able to really go on Dark anymore because she's
there's no commercial breaks here to do taunts and push-ups for 3 minutes, so
right.
But yeah, we both got Jade there retaining. I think there's a shot that they debut someone here, and that's Jade's next challenger. Like how they do a lot with the TNT title with the new assigned person. My gut right now is saying we get a debut going right after Jade, and I just think it's gonna be Athena. I think it's gonna be Ember Moon, formerly in NXT. I think it's gonna be Athena. I think she feels like AEW. Maybe it'll be Deonna Purrazzo, too. I mean, we know Tony's got ROH now, so. Yeah, if any like spots you feel like, hey, there's a debut, there could be something here, just jump in and let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it a little bit on our last show where I think it might be, but I mean, hey.
Yeah. Let's go AHFO versus Darby Allin, Sting, and Sammy Guevara. This feels pretty obvious, right? I think Sammy, Sting, and Darby get the win here. Tornado tag team. The AHFO already has beef with each other. This is probably their last. I mean, it's going to get a short
life. I think if Jeff Hardy doesn't debut during this, right? Like, here's the thing, though, right? Like, it could be like that it's a challenge for Sammy after this because he's still the champion, right? So it could be that Sammy gets attacked by like or called out by like Swerve or something like that, you know, like there's all kinds of opportunity, like you what you say, like we'll call out when you think any opportunity on this show and every opportunity, including the last segment of the show after everything we feel like is over with, just like with Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson, like
yeah,
you just never know. Put it anywhere and everywhere. Like I feel like there's an opportunity. I could probably come up with 9 off the top of my head right now opportunities on this show for them to debut somebody, and I don't, that's not even the whole card, like.
Yeah. Who do you got winning this?
I mean, it's tough because the AHFO never win.
Yep. And they're feud with each other kind of.
Yeah, so I feel like they're not winning here either. It's like,
I think this is gonna be an underrated fun match, unless they do it in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, if it's a super short match, then AHFO will probably just start winning and it's just all this almost pointless, and it's just Sammy has like an excuse to not be. Like, the storyline makes sense why they wouldn't have a title match on this show, but it's like, why not just have the Darby match on the show? You know what I mean? Like, but whatever.
I would have loved the triple threat on this, but yeah.
By the way, they've had 2 matches now, so him and Darby have to have a third, right? Like,
this is it?
Oh, no, I mean, him and Darby need to have, like, a third, like, actual match. Unless they're saying no, whatever, anyway. Anyway, so yeah, no, I think I have Team Darby staying.
Okay. Let's jump into our let's go Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson. I think this is a tough one. My gut says Bryan Danielson wins and Moxley joins him.
And you know what the booking says? The booking says Jon Moxley has just come back and needs a win. You know what I mean? Like, in a big situation. So, like,
that's the thing. Either of these
guys kind of need a win. I know. Yeah. Like, Danielson's last two matches. No, Danielson's last match that was high profile was losing the title match. So.
Why my gut says that is Moxley's been so protected for years in AEW now that if Danielson does beat him, that theoretically, if you've never known who Danielson is, theoretically you're like, okay, he just beat Jon Moxley and got his respect.
But I feel like you don't need that because Danielson already got two title shots. You know,
no, it's exactly
like
it's
and also a shot at the champion as soon as he came into the company. So it's like, you know, he's important and they make sure that you know it in every match.
You said Moxley's got that longevity already.
So, I just don't know that there's fans like that exist that weren't already fans of pro wrestling. Like, you know,
kayfabing it up a little bit. Moxley's got the longevity already. So that's where my gut goes. So you're thinking Moxley wins this.
I'm sorry, Eddie Kingston. Kayfabe is dead and I will beat the dead horse. All right.
yes. So you got Moxley? I got Danielson.
Yeah, I think so. I think Moxley probably wins here because.
And then part two of that, do you think they join up after this?
I think if Moxley wins, I think they actually don't. I think that's kind of the way they framed this, you know, like. Because I think I honestly, as great as that sounds, I just don't know you have to put those guys into the main title scene right after that if you do that, because. Or, like, what are you going to say? Like, they're going off for months to train with, like, Daniel Garcia and Liam Moriarty? Like, there's so much. And so many of the people that they were talking about being involved with are already involved in other things. I don't know. Like, it's like there's a lot of moving pieces here that I'm not sure quite where they fit in. And I feel like the result of this is going to put a lot of things in motion one way or the other. And I don't know that one way or the other the match resulting in doesn't result in the opposite of whatever that was supposed to be implied. If that made any sense at all. Moxley winning, somehow they still end up together. You know, I don't know. This is going to be like a brutal match, I have a feeling. So,
every match, it just sounds so good right now. We got Jurassic Express defending their titles against Red Dragon, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, and the Young Bucks, Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson. What are you feeling for this?
Bro, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think the Young Bucks need the championships here. I think you put them on Red Dragon.
Okay.
I mean, you could justify giving them the Bucks, right? Because then Red Dragon can chase, right? But I feel like, why put them in the match this soon if you're not going to put the belts on them? Like, it seems silly because, like, again, unless the Bucks do something, like, maybe there's a moment where they're going to win. And then the Bucks screw them over, and then that's the setup or whatever.
Okay.
But, like, as their revenge for, like, the original betrayal, right? That actually kind of feels like a booking makes booking sense. But part of me wants to see Red Dragon just come out on top, because I feel like they always got the short end of the stick in NXT. Like,
hey, man. No, I don't blame you. This is so hard. I want to say Red Dragon, but
you know what? My heart says that, but my brain says I think they're actually retaining, like.
Yeah. So what was final decision?
No, I'm saying Red Dragon because that's what I want to happen. But like but my brain says like I think that there's probably not even a title change happening in this match. Like
that's a good. I mean that's the thing. I mean, I could see all three. Right. We're both with that. We're like we could see all three here. But I just I think this
bucket,
is
time limit draw. Oh wait.
I think this is retain. I'm gonna say retain here. I think Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus get the win here, and it's gonna be around some fuckery. But I could also see the Young Bucks winning. I could also see Red Dragon. But I'm gonna pick
Red Dragon and the Bucks both get screwed over by debuting Briscoes. No,
We get a scenario where fucking Bobby Fish and Matt Jackson pin someone at the same time. Yeah, who knows?
Tama Tonga costs everybody. No. Yeah.
So let's go into Chris Jericho versus Eddie Kingston.
No idea what this match. It's so weird because like it's been like we weren't sure what the. So obviously they held back with the this match happening because it felt like it was gonna be like a Rampage match or something. You know what I mean? Like, but then like it was
this feud's technically been going for a while now because of the whole 2.0 thing, the Daniel Garcia thing, and it's like
And those three got completely forgotten about in this feud. Like,
they just kind of set it up, right?
That's I mean, the whole idea was like they were going around talking smack, and it got the better of them, and then eventually that caused ripple effects within the locker room between Eddie and, which I still to this don't understand why Eddie had such an issue with Chris helping him. Like, I whatever, it's never, still never really been resolved.
That's got to be ego, right?
I guess he just thinks he doesn't need Jericho or something like that. Like, I guess I get that, but like, also I guess the animosity of him wanting Santana and Ortiz, but they're not, it doesn't seem like that's going anywhere yet. So unless they actually, like you were saying, turn on him.
Yep.
I kind of see that's what's happening here. I think Santana and Ortiz get involved, shenanigans. And then Eddie Kingston gets the W. Like,
okay.
Because I feel like Chris Jericho doesn't need this win. And Kingston, we always talk about, never gets the win. And it's a whole fucking thing that Jericho is saying, is he never gets the big one.
God, man, I still wish he would have beat Miro at this point.
I don't think that would have been it, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Miro now. I think if Miro retains against Sammy, he gets beat by Darby Allin. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like,
Okay.
I don't think they're putting that on. I don't think that's what they would have done. I don't think they would have had him. Hell, they might have even had Scorpio Sky beat Miro at that point. Like, you know, like, because that would have been a very different, if Sammy Guevara actually needed to win that championship, Miro needed to go away for a little bit. Like, we all have been like, where's Miro? But you know what? I feel like this time off is actually going to end up doing his character good. Like,
yeah. And he's not in the white box promos. I'm with you on the result here. Eddie Kingston. I think we talk a lot about AEW doesn't leave guys out to be geeks. That's something we see all the time. If people say they're going to do it, usually they do it. Unless it's like a heel, and obviously in storyline, you're like, yeah, the heel's not always going to win. But
all right, Diamante needs to kick Chris Jericho in the dick.
This is something we've talked about. Like, we've talked about Proud and Powerful actually forming a faction, being Santana Ortiz, Eddie Kingston, and Diamante. Give it to me.
Do it. Book it, Tony. Coward.
And if not Diamante, maybe Ruby Soho, because they've already teased that Eddie and Soho are friends.
So. Destination unknown.
But I'm with you. I think Kingston wins, but I think I don't think Shenanigans in the match. I think after. And I think
really?
Eddie,
come on.
I think Eddie beats Jericho clean. I think this is a really big win for him.
I feel like this is going to be a Shenanigans heavy show.
I don't think so. Hey, we'll see. Face of the Revolution ladder match. Keith Lee, Orange Cassidy, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Starks, Wardlow, Christian Cage. This might be the hardest one to pick, because you could literally go five different ways. I don't think Cage has a chance personally. I just don't see it. I do not see it. Christian Cage can get a TNT title shot whenever he wants. He got the world title shot whenever he wanted. So
true.
Man, Wardlow's story. This could be his big babyface turn. Ricky Starks has been a great FTW champion. Maybe it's time he turns into a TNT champion. Powerhouse Hob beat the shit out of everyone that's not Hangman or CM Punk. Orange Cassidy is Orange Cassidy. That's just legit. He's been in the shits. I mean, he's dealt with this. I don't think we've seen him go for a TNT title match. Definitely not in the last 8 months. And then Keith Lee is the new big shiny toy that I would think he could get a that's one of the things, right? Theoretically, any of these guys can get a TNT title shot. I've just kind of laid out some scenarios that have been building up, and I'll go first here. I have no idea who I want to pick, but I'm going to say Wardlow. I'm going Wardlow. I don't feel confident in it, but this is what we do. I mean, and I love when matches make us feel like this. I love not knowing. And that's because five of these guys have been booked fucking fantastic. So,
all right, I'm in a wild card fantasy book.
Okay.
A pissed off Eddie Kingston is coming backstage and laying out one of the guys, maybe Ricky Starks.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Claudio Castagnoli is the replacement.
I would hate it.
You would hate it? Really?
Not Starks. It's got to be Cage.
Okay. Okay, yeah, fine, Christian then. Actually, fine, Christian. I don't know why it was Stark. So it was the one that came to mind.
It can't be any of those five, man. There's always going to be.
Don't take this the wrong way, Ricky. You were the one that felt expendable out of all the AEW guys. Like,
hey, no, that's fair.
Out of all of them, because like you're not going to take out any of the big guys. But like, yeah, take out Christian Cage.
Do you think Cage gets low-key jumped? Oh, man, that would make this Ethan Page thing hurt even more.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Fuck. No, but hey, that's a good spot. Okay, fantasy booking. But
yeah, right. I mean, I think that's what a lot of people have been saying anyway. I would love it. I don't think that they have enough time for that. I mean, they definitely don't have to worry about contract stuff. I just don't know if he would have enough time to get ready, and if they would be if any of the guys would be willing to not be in the match. You know, like I.
Yeah, I hope they don't take someone out because I've really liked the way this has been built up.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to pick someone that's in the match, probably Keith Lee, I would say.
Okay, that's a great pick.
So those are my two predictions. Either we're gonna get Cesaro debut in some way or another, or we're gonna get.
Last year, this match went 23 minutes and was a fucking big time match. So
yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think the brass ring thing is stupid, though.
I'd agree with that. I mean, yeah, it's just for the TNT title. Which they'll be facing a new champ, Scorpio Sky. So we've had some. If you guys caught Eat Sleep Elite, and hey, if you haven't caught Eat Sleep Elite and you're like watching this, you're like, man, I actually want to hear what these guys thought. We'd appreciate that. But so Keith Lee and Wardlow are our picks there. We'll save our two world titles for the end, and let's go CM Punk versus MJF dog collar match. I'm gonna let you take the lead on this, Garrett. This is tough.
I mean, so I feel like we've built this feud up enough, that MJF can't actually lose here and it doesn't feel like it's not earned, you know?
Yep.
Plus Punk's already lost to the guy twice, you know, like, so I honestly think with the way this has been built up, with the sentiment left off in the promo by CM Punk on Rampage, I think CM Punk wins here.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me and be like, oh, well, MJF shouldn't be losing to people. It's a special stipulation.
Yeah, MJF has already beat him too, by the way.
Yes. And twice. And like in one night. I mean, like, you know, so it's like, I don't understand people's, like, people just need to understand
these
that
guys,
like,
can lose. That, yes, I agree.
Yeah, both of these guys can afford to take a loss here. But I think CM Punk has been built up in this feud as like trying to get to the bottom of what MJF is, and it's like kind of like it's been slowly eating him up, and now he's finally unleashing the monster. I feel like isn't going to do that, especially as the happy-go-lucky Punk, unless it's like the Bray Wyatt thing, you know, like he's happy-go-lucky Bray Wyatt until you pull the fiend out of him, you know, like.
Yep.
So, I don't know, we'll see. But I think CM Punk wins.
Yeah, I
Claudio Castagnoli interrupt.
Yeah, God damn it. God damn it. Yeah, man, I think God, I don't know, man. This is so hard. I think the winner of this has to go on to the world title. Or if it's Punk, maybe they do a ladder match. Oh, and like I beat ladder, like a third match. But I'm gonna say CM Punk. I'm with you. I you know what? You know what, Garrett? I did not think CM Punk until Rampage Friday. I did not. But I think Rampage on Friday, that promo, that invisible MJF promo that apparently we saw and no one else did. Trying to look up this promo, we couldn't find it anywhere.
No, I found it. I just couldn't figure out where it was in the show.
I just find it funny. Like it's the what's that? The Mandela effect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the MJF promo that apparently didn't happen. Yeah, I'm with you. CM Punk, Dr. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa for the AEW Women's World Championship. Garrett, I'm just gonna rip the bandaid off. DMD retains.
Yikes.
I don't want it to happen. I think I want Thunder Rosa to win it here, but I think they, fuck. Thunder Rosa's got. Yep, I'm going to say DMD. My gut says DMD, and I'm sticking to it. Garrett?
Thunder Rosa has to win.
Thunder Rosa has to win. I agree.
But she just has to. It's like with Scorpio Sky. If she doesn't win now, when?
Oh, dude, agreed. If Thunder Rosa doesn't win this, I mean, they'll probably just put her against Jade next month. But yeah, she has to win this. But part of me thinks they're going to get
this wrong. Well, in that case, actually, I don't mind that because at least she's still in
the title. I think they're going to get this wrong, and I think they're going to have DMD retain, and that's not going to be what people are wanting.
Nah, I'm going with Thunder Rosa here, okay. Dude. It has to be. It has to be.
I like it. I hope so. Let's get to our main event, most likely main event. I'd be okay if MJF Punk's the main event, though. Hangman
it's Adam not. Page. I think Hangman versus Adam Cole.
Hangman Adam stated. Page versus Adam Cole for the AEW World Championship. Go ahead, Garrett.
It's interesting because I don't think if you'd asked me like when they first started this feud, like, do you think Adam Cole's gonna win this? I'd been like, nah, probably not. I don't know that I can say definitively now that that's not gonna happen.
And Hangman's going into his 113th day as a tight champion.
It wouldn't be a short title reign. I mean, it'd be a short one by AEW standards, but it wouldn't be like the shortest ever in AEW. You know, Cody had like a 2-week title reign, you know?
Yeah.
Or something like a month or something like that when Sammy took it back off him, you know? So they're not against short title reigns, even though people seem to think that for some reason. Like, you know.
FTR just recently, 63 days.
I don't think Nyla Rose had it for that long either. It's like, so, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like. It can be short. Sheeta was short title reign, I think. Like, you know, like. So
Nyla
like,
Rose was 101. He's already had it longer than that. It wouldn't be the shortest AEW World Championship reign, but these have been ridiculous reigns.
Oh, yeah.
Jericho, like, 182. Moxley, 277. Omega, 346. This thing's going to start going. It's going to start changing a little bit with
how it's going to have to. You can't keep doing the same things over and over again or it's going to get boring. It already has started to get boring. So they've started to change it up a little bit with Sammy Guevara defending the championship all the time, with Jade Cargill doing the same, with them getting the FTW championship.
I mean, the Lucha Brothers title reign was quite literally just Rampage title defenses.
Quite literally, yeah.
They're not afraid to do this. So,
where does that leave you? I think that leaves me at, I don't think that, by the standard of AEW title reigns, Adam Page isn't done. But I think Adam Cole has been on an upward trajectory since he got to the company. And I don't know what you do with him if he doesn't pick up the win. So by my fantasy booking that I have in my going right now, I have Red Dragon. Basically, I have Undisputed Era coming away with all the gold.
Yeah.
Because I have Adam Cole winning.
You got Adam Cole winning, Thunder Rosa winning, Red Dragon winning.
I have basically all the titles changing hands tonight, except for Jade's.
Which shouldn't. Jade should not. If Jade loses, I'd actually be pissed.
No, I'm changing it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Ty Conti wins. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
So you're going Adam Cole.
Yeah. Against the grain, as you might say.
It's against the grain, and I agree with you. I think this storyline leads to Adam Cole winning. I think this is the only title that changes hands. That's my prediction. I think they overthink it, and they keep Britt with
her. Think about what you can do with this long term, because now Kenny Omega couldn't beat him, but Adam Cole could.
Yep, and I think Adam Cole winning the AEW World Championship here it'd be huge. I mean, no one's going to dog Hangman's title reign. The guy had the classic with Omega. Classics with Danielson. He had a great match with Lance Archer. I mean, where the f*** did that come from? On a show that was already great. And they had that go on at the main event, and he somehow still had a great match. It was a little gimmicky. But as long as your entire show is not gimmicky, no one gives a fuck. But he somehow, he got a great match out of that. And Hangman's been champion since November 13th. That being said, he's not going to be done with the world title picture. I wouldn't be surprised if Hangman's the first two-time champion. But I do think the story will be the first time our championship changes hands quicker in AEW for the world title. And I think it's because of shenanigans. We were talking about shenanigans earlier. I think this is our first like real match with shenanigans during the match. And you want to know who's going to help him win it? It's not only going to be Red Dragon. I think we see fucking Jay White. We haven't seen him. Maybe Jay White helps him win this thing too. Slithery bastard.
That snake.
Yeah, so. But yeah, guys, that's our predictions here. I'll run them back real quick. We both have Hook. We both have Layla. We both have the House of Black. We have Jade Cargill. We have Sting and Darby Allin and Guevara winning. I have Jurassic Express retaining. He has Red Dragon. You have Moxley winning. I have Danielson. We both have Kingston, correct?
Yes.
You have Keith Lee winning the ladder match. I have Wardlow. You have Britt Baker winning, or Thunder Rosa winning the title. I have Britt Baker retaining. We both have CM Punk defeating MJF, and we both have Adam Cole winning the AEW World Championship. And yeah, this is the first time. We get pretty much all of them except for one, but we're definitely going to get different ones this time. So
I don't know. I feel like one, it spices it up a little bit, and two, it's like I feel like I actually could see some of the things happening. I mean, this is one of the
up
in the air cards. Like a lot of times, AEW is kind of straightforward booking. You book the thing that makes sense. But then, like, other times, which is a very New Japan style of booking, you know, there's not really storylines in New Japan. You just kind of know where they're going with it and, like, where the ultimate story. Like, a New Japan storyline will be, like, three matches into the storyline deep, which means, like, three feuds equals a storyline over there. Versus, like, which they do sometimes in AEW, but sometimes, like, AEW, it's a feud's just a feud, you know, like.
Yeah, and I'm very excited for it, and... Yeah, guys, this will be out Saturday. So if you're catching this, we really appreciate it. And if you watched Eat Sleep Elite, hey, appreciate that as well. But
yeah, if you're a maniac, by the way, stay up till like 3 a.m. after the pay per view and listen to our review that we're gonna have.
If you're,
out
freaking out about Revolution, catching all the shit live, and then you crave it even more, and you're like, oh my god, I need to catch more. That's how we are. I get like that with wrestling content at times. You're just like, I need it all. But. yeah, guys, that'll be it for us. So, hopefully if you did stay around, you check out our Eat Sleep. Our AEW Revolution post show. Take it easy, guys.
Peace.
Hopefully no exploding barbed wire times.
Cody returns.